Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
And we are back. You're listening to Davin's Den. Thank you guys for hanging out. We will start segment two now. I really don't know if there's really much else to do. I mean, the three of us just solved America's issues. So I really don't know what more you want from us.
Only took an hour and a half?
Sure. But we
I
did
feel
it.
Good about it.
We did it, you know. Joe and Pip are do-gooders, and then the three of us solved America's issues. You're welcome, America. You're welcome. All right. So we're in here, Joe's wheelhouse. Joe's wheelhouse adjacent. It's about Santa, but it's about a mall Santa. He did not want to give a four-year-old what he asked for. Did not go well. So, the NRA, this is from the New York Post, so you'll have to enjoy the creative writing that only the New York Post can do. The NRA just one-up Santa lock, stock, and barrel. I feel like we could write for the New York Post. I really do. The gun rights group delivered Nerf guns to a four-year-old Illinois boy who burst into tears when a politically correct mall Santa told him he couldn't have one earlier this month. "Mean Santa don't want to give me a Nerf gun for Christmas," said little Michael DiCarlo, dressed in army camouflage in a video posted on the National Rifle Association website over the weekend. Ah, to be part of the advertising campaign. Just what every little four-year-old should be part of. In now infamous footage that had been put on Facebook and then apparently taken down, Michael had asked the hired Kris Kringle if he could have a gun, to which Santa replied, "No, no guns." When the child's mom, Sabella DiCarlo, told Santa from the sidelines at the mall in the Norridge section of Chicago, "Nerf gun," thinking that would clear up any confusion, the not-so-jolly Mr. Kringle shot back, "Nope, not even a Nerf gun. If your dad wants to get it for you, that's fine, but I can't bring it to you. The reindeer are skittish," the father Christmas said. "What else would you like? Oh, a different Santa, you motherfucker." No. What?
You know what? Not for nothing. When I was doing prep today and I was watching the video, I said the same fucking thing. I said, "A Santa that's not a pussy."
Jesus! Wow. I think by nature Santa is a pussy. I think that's the. Yeah, nobody wants an ass kicking clause. You kind of want a pussy clause.
Let me tell you something. I got two shows Christmas Eve, and it's supposed to pour. Wait till you see me come into those fucking houses.
Why does Santa have an umbrella and galoshes? Anyway. So he goes, "What else would you like? Lots of other toys?" The kid looked at his mom and burst into tears because he's a pussy. Outrage on Santa's denial of the play gun erupted on social media. The Kris Kringle resigned in disgrace. And the NRA sent its own guy in red to the family's home to deliver a batch of Nerf guns to Michael. The NRA video shows Michael wearing a vest with a life NRA member. Because at four, you can make that decision. Patch and an American flag on it. As well as a stash of foam bullets as he shouts, "Yes, let's fucking fully arm this kid so he can play mow down the kids in school. Let's have a Nerf war, Santa!" And he and Kris Kringle fire at each other. When Michael hits Santa with one of the foam bullets, the Father Christmas falls on the couch as if wounded. Down goes Santy! Santa leaves the home, telling the camera, "The North Pole doesn't need any commies." It's commie claws. Michael's mom said in the video that supporters from all over sent hundreds of Nerf guns and that he'd be doling them out to other little patriots in need. "People are starving, but here's some Nerf weapons." The boy's father, Michael DiCarlo, a cop, said he is a lifelong NRA member, and I am proud to say Michael Jr. is now a lifelong member of the NRA National Rifle Association of America. I wonder if he's got to pay dues for that. A lot of interesting things here. Joe, have you ever been asked for the kids what they want and how to check in with the parents?
Yeah, sometimes kids will go. I go, "What would you like?" "Oh, well, I'd like a new puppy." And I go, "All right, as long as your mom feels that's okay, that would be fine." So I always bring the parents. You never say no, never, never.
I think your approach is the correct one. I think that's the correct one. I'd like guns. I'll have to be fine with your parents. As soon as the mom says Nerf guns, okay. That's the end. We're not having a trained little assassin. You know, the parents have decided it's their kid. They've decided Nerf guns are appropriate for a four-year-old. so be it. You're not sliding down this kid's fucking chimney. You're not really delivering the guns.
You're Santa Claus, okay? It's the whole... Half the reason that I'm only doing these two shows Christmas Eve, they're longtime customers, and it's only 30 minutes, and we're going to try to do it outside with the rain. I don't know. But long story short is, the reason I didn't want to do the shows with the COVID is I can't be Santa Claus the way Santa Claus should be, due to the kids running up and stuff like that. You're Santa Claus. You're projecting an image. You're the guy. So for that guy to put his personal agenda into being Santa Claus is wrong, and he should have been fired. I want to nerf that. As long as it's okay with your mom, that's fine. Mom, is that fine? Okay, and we'll see what we can do. End of story.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. I agree. I mean, you check with the parents. First of all, we got to stop with the asking fucking strangers for what we can have. Fucking the whole Santa. Enough with that. Enough. Hey, go to mommy and daddy. Enough. These kids got to fucking learn. Look at this little fucking bitch kid crying like a whatever. Anyway, but yeah.
He's 4.
Yeah, it was a little much. It was a little much. I mean, really, it was a little fucking much. But that's fine.
No, the kid's crying because he's only 4 years old.
The kid's also crying because he's a little bit of a pussy. But that's okay. That's okay. He's 4. Yeah. He's 4.
Nobody's a pussy in this story.
At 4 years old, they're just getting mellow because basically, kids from 1 to 3, they're like Wolverines. And these parents trying to get these photos, they drop the kids in your lap. You're trying to hold the kids, especially if you put 2 in your lap. They're struggling. They're grabbing at your face. You're trying to do this. The parents don't give a shit. You know, and they cry. When they start to get... 4 years old is when they start to mellow out.
Not this
one.
They're
still scared shitless sometimes, but, you know, they're not nuts.
So really what Joe is saying is he's tired of kids resisting his advances. I understand, Joe.
I think he's just tired of having his nuts chewed by Wolverines.
Well,
it's not resisting my advances. It's when these kids just throw them on your lap and they're trying to get away. And you got to hold the kid, drop the kid. You got to try to hold the kid, you know. And but still, what that guy did was wrong. He put his personal agenda in front of being the spirit of Santa Claus.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Now, as far as the NRA, you know what? That's cool that you want to deliver these Nerf guns to the kids. That's fine. I don't need a fucking propaganda video out of it with no commies. I don't need that. You want to do a good deed, and the parents, if it's a good deed, you want to give the kid that was crying Nerf guns. That's fine. That's cool. I don't need the fucking propaganda video up on the website. Now you're just using a 4-year-old fucking kid. I don't need that. That doesn't scratch me where I itch.
Do you remember in Rocky III? Remember in Rocky III when Rocky was training and he had all that fanfare and the fans and stuff like that? That was less of a production than what the NRA did. The NRA's got to relax. I mean, that was so blatant, you know.
Yeah,
full attention to that. I mean, you got to relax.
I mean, yeah. I mean, to me, this is one of those stories where there are no fucking heroes. I mean,
nobody comes out good in this.
Nerf gun.
Yeah, I mean, Nerf comes out fine, but I mean, as far as the NRA and Santa Claus. Let's fucking chill, everybody. I think we're all kind of losing the spirit of Christmas, and this is coming from a Jew. I think we're all losing. I mean, listen, Kris Kringle, not your fucking call. Defer to the parents. The parents say yes. Okay. Listen, if it's a real fucking Uzi, maybe you got to call the authorities. But if it's a Nerf gun, and I understand guns are controversial. You know, I might have mentioned this before. My wife didn't want my daughter having water pistols. You know, but I grew up with play guns. I'm like, relax. It's a fucking water pistol. And we have water pistols. It's fine. I understand why that could be a hot button topic. I understand that. The mom is right there. Clarifies Nerf guns. She's cool with it. End of story. And the NRA, we don't need you exploiting 4-year-olds. You know what? Somebody's going to release this to the press. You'll get your good deed. They'll find out that you made a little kid happy. We don't need you fucking putting him on the front page of your website. And calling Santa Claus, who doesn't agree with you, a commie. Not helping. Not helping at all.
I was just going to say, they're stupid rhetoric. Yeah, calling Santa a commie and then saying he's a little patriot because he wants to shoot Santa with his Nerf gun. Oh my God, calm yourself.
Yeah, it's a little much. I think Joe was right with the Rocky III analogy.
A little over the top.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
All right, so we're all in agreement there. This was my blog topic of the week. It's about higher qualifications to become a police officer. So you can read this blog of mine that I put on davincomedy.com. California is considering a law requiring new cops or prison wardens to have a bachelor's degree or failing that, be over the age of 25. Democratic Los Angeles Assemblyman Reggie Jones-Sawyer introduced the proposal Monday, citing studies that show older or more educated officers are less likely to use excessive force. These jobs are complex, they're difficult, and we should not just hand them over to people who haven't fully developed themselves. Currently, Californians can become peace officers at 18 with a public high school degree or test equivalent, noted Jones Sawyer, chairman of the Assembly Public Safety Committee. He insisted his data-driven bill relied on years of study and new understandings of brain development. Jones Sawyer told the Sacramento Bee that his proposal was based on studies that showed college-educated police officers are less likely to use force in encounters with suspects. Other studies showed that parts of the brain dedicated to impulse control, planning, and working memory do not develop fully until about age 25, he told the paper. If approved, the bill would ensure that only those officers capable of high-level decision-making and judgment in tense situations are entrusted with working in our communities and correctional facilities, he said. Saying that his community is too familiar with police violence and physical force, Jones Sawyer said it also erodes trust in law enforcement. This could be the beginning of changing the entire way that policing is done on the front end. Then we can let the bad cops retire on the back end. This was one of the polls I put up there for the week. So the question for the polls was, studies show police and wardens 25 and older who have a college degree are less likely to use excessive force. So I asked if people support this requirement. 57% said yes. 42.9 said no. I am in the majority. I think this is a great thing, and probably one of the reasons I feel this way is because I've spoken to my neighbor, who's a 29-year-old rookie, and they often comment about his ability to work through things and not be as impulsive because he's older and he has these life experiences. As I've said before, police are the only citizens that can legally take the life of other American citizens. The military can't do that. That's the police. So with that comes great responsibility. So if we can have better decision making and better outcomes, it's going to work out. Now, okay, now you have to pay them more because they're college graduates, you say, and they're older. Yes, but think about how many times towns and states get sued because of excessive force and stuff that went wrong, and then you got to defend those lawsuits and pay settlements. Then you have all the negative press, and now people don't want to be police because of the stigma involved in everything. It would seem that this is a way that could solve a lot of problems, and I think we've all known that person who out of high school was an asshole and kind of like got bullied and then becomes like the cop right out of high school. And this is not all cops or most cops, but we all know that person. It's an anecdotal story. This would kind of deal with that. You learn more as you have life experiences. Like I said, if you go to college or even just being 25, you know more at 25 how to get along with different types of people, how to interact, than you do at 18. Not every job, other jobs have qualifications. You know, you have to have a certain education or you have to be a certain age. A 25-year-old can't run for president. There's an age requirement on that stuff. I think, and New Jersey has a two-year degree. You're required to have a two-year degree in New Jersey. So it's not unique to California. We're just, I think, saying four-year. I like this a lot. I think we solve a lot of problems. I think we get a better caliber of police officer. I think that builds trust. I think states and cities save money on having to defend as many lawsuits. I think you're going to want to make more people become police officers. I like this a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thinking... And I looked at a couple of police requirements for Nassau County and the city, New York City. New York City, you have to have at least 60 college credits and a 2.0 GPA. The feeling from this story is that, you know, it's like the old West. You all want to be a sheriff? Here's your badge, you know, and you join the posse. What you know, and also bringing up the age requirement, you join the Army at 18, you could take a life. Basically,
but not an American life, Joe. Not an American life. You can take a life, but we don't know that guy. This is our community.
But still, instead of waiting on, because people that want to be policemen are inbred. I know people that are cops that's all they wanted to do. of what this woman is talking about, psychological training, which is also in there. Redo the curriculum in police training where you're bringing these recruits in and they're being trained and you have a curriculum on what they need to...
But Joe, they're also saying, again, we're assuming these studies are correct for the point of this conversation, but they're also saying even with the proper training, the brain isn't fully developed until the 25. So you could train somebody and give them the best training. The brain, listen... We know this. We were certainly wiser at 25 than we were at 18. I mean, you make better decisions. This is the type of job where better decisions need to be made. Again, this is assuming these studies are correct.
Yeah, well, it seems to make a lot of sense to me. It's the prefrontal cortex that's the part of the brain that doesn't completely finish developing, and that added maturity as far as and impulse control, logical thinking, less impulsive and aggressive. That's huge. That would be a huge step forward to me in policing. I think that this is a really good idea.
I think
I disagree. I think 20 years old could be the thing, and as you have the drive and the stamina to be a policeman, you go through intensive training. But
they're not getting intensive training, Joe. But they're not. They're not.
Stop right there. Stop right there. Indoctrinate that training into.
That costs money.
It's part of the police training.
I understand that, but that costs money, and these towns pay for it themselves. So they don't have the money. And the states don't have the money. This is part of, what we were talking about earlier with, what's in this bill, this COVID relief bill. These states are broke. They don't have the money. Yes, they need better training. But even in New York, you go from town to town, county to county, it's different types of training. I'm talking. My neighbor is in Westchester. And he's like, the type of training they get is intense, but other places are not intense. Listen, and you know what? What you're doing is you're removing the burden from the states and the municipalities to pay for this, which comes out of the tax dollars. You're removing the burden from them, and you're putting it on the person. You want to be a police officer? Okay. You either get the degree or you're 25. We're not saying you can't be a police officer, but if this is your dream, you can do it. And you can do something else before that time. You could join the military if that's what you want to do. There's other things you could do. Now, I'm not saying it has to be a four-year degree or it has to be 25, but there is something to be said for becoming a police officer later on in life and having more of an education and what college brings. College brings experiences. You encounter a lot of these places, a lot of these people. We live in a melting pot. We all encountered black people, before our secondary education. A lot of people, they've never encountered black people or Jewish people or gay people. You go away to college, you encounter all that shit. So if there's like cultural triggers, if you've never seen a black person and now you're a police officer in a black neighborhood and you've never dealt with them, they might do something that is not threatening, but you don't know how to interpret it. But if you went to school, but if you went to college, you might go, oh yeah, black people do that shit.
Let's just discuss this really quickly. About minority, the police departments want to get minorities in the department, more diversity, diversity in those communities. Do you think a lot of minorities going to be able to afford a 4-year degree?
I can't speak for every state. In New York State, you can go if your family makes less than $100,000 a year, you can go to a state college for free. So again. We are talking about, investing in our youth. So there's probably states where they could not, Joe. But again, this is all we're trying to fix shit here tonight on Davin's Den on the comedy show. So this is how you would fix it. And again, we're investing in ourselves. We're paying for you to go to state school. You want to become a police officer. We now know that studies indicate you're going to be a better police officer. We're going to have a better, more qualified, safer police officer on the street. We all win in that outcome. It goes into what we were talking about in the first segment. It can be done. Do we want to do it? Just because I want to be a police officer doesn't mean I should be a police officer. Just like anything else. How many people, Joe, in our line of work go, oh, I'm at work, but my friends say I'm funny. I should be a comedian. And then you hear him for a minute and you go, no, you shouldn't. Yeah, just because you want to be a comedian.
Then you tell them there's a mic on Wednesday. Come on down. Oh, no.
Well, I tell them that because I want to end the conversation. That's why I tell them that. But I mean,
come down to the mic on Wednesday. Yeah.
Listen, listen. Not everybody is cut out for every job. Police officer right. happens to be one of those jobs where if you're not cut out for it and you fuck up, somebody can get hurt. The worst we can do is ruin a show. That's the worst we can do. We can't
take the academy weeds people out. I mean, that's
no, but again, I can only go from what I've spoken to with other police officers. They're not all getting the same type of training. It's the same thing with gun licenses in New York State. It's very hard to become a gun owner. You go to a, you know, which is one of Anthony's complaints. I understand, but you go.
He's going to South Carolina.
I understand, but you go to other states. It's like fucking 3 hours and bullshit. You know, so it's different wherever you go. So I mean, we need something. And I've said this before. We need some type of national standard, and then the communities can add on to that to gear to their specific community. But we need some type of national standard. Listen, police officers are an important job. You know,
yeah,
we all want confidence in our police officers. Again, this isn't the final end all. I'm sure there's more details. It was written by the New York Post. But if these are the guidelines, I'm okay with that. If what they say is true, I just want better police. And like I've said time and again, I'm willing to pay more tax dollars for better police because I know if I live in a safer town and my property values go up, my businesses thrive. So I can trick myself. I can say I'm not investing in the police. I'm investing in for selfish reasons. It's better for me. So, you know, that's how people have to look at shit. If you're not one of these people who are altruistic, and a lot of people are not, look at how it benefits you. We all benefit by having a better caliber of police, even if it costs us more tax dollars.
I wonder in all the incidents of police brutality, what maybe it was in the story, what the average age was.
It wasn't in the story. Again,
that's an interesting thing to see.
You know, listen, we would have to get our hands on the studies. If you take it all at face value, which for the purpose of this conversation we are, if you take it at face value, it seems like a good idea. Now, if you looked at the study and you picked things apart, I might change my mind. But based on what the New York Post has given me, courtesy of the Sacramento Bee, I like it. That's all. All right. Let's do some drunks in the news.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
That took a while.
Okay. Did it?
All right.
I remember doing that. Joanne, she's like, what's going on in there? I'm doing something for the show. That's disgusting. I'm like, what is it supposed to be?
Mission accomplished. All right. So our Benjamin Franklin drinking term for this week is well in fort. Well in fort. I don't know.
I don't get that one.
What do you want? He fucking went outside and played with lightning. What do you want me to tell you? They're not all going to be winners.
I was adjusting the computer. What was the term?
Well in fort.
Well in fort?
Or forte. It's F-O-R apostrophe T. I don't know what to tell
forte.
You. All right, well, that doesn't make it any better.
Maybe because when people get drunk, they're braggarts. And maybe, you know, you would talk about politics or whatever. Maybe, and you would feel that that's their forte, so they would carry on about it when they were drunk. And maybe
that's a good theory.
All right, let's not bullshit the people. We don't know what the fuck he was babbling about. They're not all winners.
But I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Don't bullshit the people. We have no fucking idea. Listen, he was a sex animal.
The old times and ask Ben ourselves. What do you want to make?
He was probably banging a French prostitute when he came up with that shit. What do you want me to tell you? But there it is.
The man would jump on a ship and go with 3,000 miles over an ocean to bang French oars. What do you want out of him? Yeah,
listen, he's a patriot. That's all I can tell you. And Joe gave you a theory. I don't know. Okay. All right. This has to do with the vaccine. Russian officials are warning citizens to avoid alcohol for 2 months after receiving the country's COVID-19 vaccine. Tough to swallow news for one of the world's heaviest drinking countries. The warning came from the Russian Deputy Prime Minister Tatiana Golikova, who said in an interview that Russians will have to observe extra precautions during the 42 days it takes for Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine to become effective. Russians will have to refrain from visiting crowded places, wear face masks, use sanitizers, minimize contacts, and refrain from drinking alcohol or taking immunosuppressant drugs, but feel free to hack into America. You can do that during the 42 days.
I do like the way like all these countries have their own take on what they're calling their antidote. You know, the common at these fuck mid five.
Sure, why not? Sounds good. It's much better than you're fucked. Anyway, Anna. Anna Popova, the head of Rospetrembenzer, Russia's consumer safety watchdog, if I can't pronounce it, I don't trust it, echoed the sentiments in an interview with Radio Komsomolskaya Pravda. You know, for Scrabble, this story's great. For me reading, not so much. As reported in the Moscow Times, it's a strain on the body. If you want to stay healthy and have strong immune response, don't drink alcohol, she said. According to the World Health Organization, Russia is the fourth largest consumer of alcohol per person in the world. The average Russian consumes 15.1 liters, almost 4 gallons of alcohol a year, according to the agency.
Who's drinking more than the Ruskies?
Probably the Poles.
They had a compound party, but then days are over.
There you go. Joe's not impressed.
Going to get a break soon.
Russia's efforts to vaccinate its population began in earnest over the weekend, and Moscow health authorities in the country estimate that 100,000 people have already been inoculated. By the end of the week, all regions of the country will join the campaign, Golikova said. Russian health officials say the Sputnik V vaccine is over 90% effective, but reports say medical workers who have taken the shot have come down with COVID-19. Russian President Vladimir Putin has reportedly refused to take it. Western experts have expressed skepticism at the speed at which the purported vaccine was developed, and Russia hasn't provided any data.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's like, you know, sometimes 90% effective, what say medical workers have taken a shot, come down with COVID-19. What's an alternate side effect? Siberia.
Funny. Yeah, the two side effects are Siberia and COVID-19. Those are the two side effects.
You speak out.
Either one is bad.
Siberia, one's great.
So Russia's recorded 2.4 million coronaviruses as well as over 42,000 deaths from the disease. Well, I don't really think this fucking thing works. But for me, I would take the vaccine if it meant 42 days of not drinking. Not an issue for me. Is it an issue for you guys?
No.
42 days? Well,
Joe's got to check the compound calendar before he commits.
There's no more calendar. There's no more parties. Oh. The good old days.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I guess 42 days. I you know, just to get the damn thing over with. Yeah, why not?
Although I don't know if they hadn't said that I would have even thought about it.
Well, I mean, we haven't heard that here. What happens if they say that here? I mean, it's not an issue for me. I don't drink all the time, but I would imagine.
Right.
The interesting thing is vodka is a very big commodity in Russia.
Yeah.
So they just say no drinking, and then, you know, this is the whole population. It's like, I wonder how the vodka business.
Yeah, but you know who doesn't drink vodka? Dead people. So you know what? You make fucking sacrifices. I don't know.
Well, I would imagine that it's going to be a lot of bang on the liver if you're going to have vodka and it's going to interact with this vaccine. And that's, although the Russians do not seem to be afraid of this, that's considerable damage if you bang up your liver.
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, you generally...
I think with Russia, though, if the vodka makers went to the Kremlin and said, "This isn't fair." You know what is not fair either? Siberia. All right.
Listen, I mean, if they said no sex for 42 days, I would do it. I would take this fucking vaccine. Well, not this vaccine. I wouldn't take the Sputnik V.
No, not this one.
But,
No.
Sputnik V.
I would take some of these American vaccines at this point. I would do it. And if I had to sacrifice something, so be it. You know what? I want to get the country past this. I've had enough.
Yeah.
We all have.
Yeah. So
yeah, I'll take the shot, and I'll hold off on taking the shot.
Yeah. It's not a big deal. I would no sex, whatever. Whatever it fucking says, I'll
Wow. Wow.
Why you
42 gonna, days.
Trust me, people would be happy if I did that. You guys couldn't go 42 days without the shot?
Yeah.
What do you mean wouldn't go?
All right. whatever. And by any means necessary. Let's do some Nazi news.
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
Yes, I was watching that too.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh my God, that's the line we're using.
That's the line.
That's the line. Yeah, I saw that. Good. A Meet TV girl. Good.
A politician named after Adolf Hitler has won a local election in Namibia by a landslide, but he insists his agenda has nothing to do with Nazi ideology. Good fucking platform to start. Adolf Hitler, Unona, won a seat as a council member for the Umphunjas constituency last week. With 85% of the vote, BBC reported, he is a member of the ruling Southwest Africa's People Organization, also known as the SWAPO Party. SWAPO. However, acknowledging his unfortunate name, Uwonono insisted that he doesn't mean that I'm striving for world domination. Uwonono said his father chose the eyebrow-raising moniker, though he probably didn't understand what Adolf Hitler stood for. Really? All right. As a child, I saw...
He teach history in his country?
But Africa was involved with World War II. Africa was one of the theaters for World War II. And it's been, 80 fucking years? You would think it would have trickled in. Anyway. As a child, I saw it as totally normal. Yeah, because your best friend was Goebbels and Himmler. Of course you did. It wasn't until I was growing up that I realized this man wanted to subjugate the whole world. I have nothing to do with any of these things. No, because you're a councilman, stupid. Still, Uwonona...
You don't have that kind of power, dude.
Not yet. Still, Uwonona said that he has no plans to change his name. Adolf and other Germanic names are not uncommon in the country, which was ruled by the Germans until 1915.
I'm reading a different story. There was a different ending. He said he does not have no plans to change his name, but he did say Mussolini sounds interesting.
I can't believe after he learned what his name means that it didn't occur to him, you know what, maybe I should go by a nickname or something,
Here is our poll question for the week. I asked people if a politician had the name Adolf Hitler, but you agreed with their politics, would you vote for them? It was an overwhelming hell yes. 85... Yes, that's what I put. Heil yes and heil no. 85.7% said heil yes. They would vote for a politician named Adolf Hitler. 14.3% said heil no. Now, I think the gut reaction is to go, yeah, if I agree with the politics, I'd vote for him. But then I'd have to go, what type of motherfucker doesn't change his name from Hitler? What type of decision-making does this person have?
Yeah, that is worrisome.
Let's say, just for the simple fact, let's say we're debating policy, and it's like, Joe, what do you think? I'm with Hitler. I'm really roll off the tongue that good,
It's got to be disturbing to see that many people marching around with those campaign buttons on. Hitler!
Yeah, there's a problem. There's a little problem there,
Yes.
Hitler.
That is a problem.
Let's make Namibia great again. What? No, we can't do that. And the Jews. And another thing about the Jews. What? No, ixnay on the Jews? Okay.
Really.
He's the right choice.
He is the right choice.
The right choice for right now. Oh, God. It's terrible that, and also that he and his father had no idea what his name was.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
No one to tell them.
I don't buy that. I think that's a bunch of bullshit right there.
I do too.
I mean, everybody knows. I gotta tell you, if you don't know, I don't want you again. If you're that fucking how stupid is this constituency if everybody buys that bullshit? I mean, there are questions before I give you my heil yes because I like your politics.
I don't know how backwards Namibia is, but I mean, it's really disturbing that something that the entire world knew to look out for, and they were in their own little world. It was like, oh, that's a bad guy?
Hitler
yes, honey.
Was the most evil man of the 20th century. from here to Pango Pango, everybody knows that. Say Pango Pango is where this fucking guy's from. How the hell do you not know this?
There are people on desolate islands that have heard of this.
You know, Joe. You know, Joe. I'm just
right.
Joe. I'm just not much of a reader. This is news to me.
You don't need to be.
Well,
you really don't need to be.
I'm more concerned with irrigation, not world domination.
I don't know. I don't know where on the planet people were not. I mean, maybe not directly affected by World War II. If there's some atoll, I'm not sure how to say that, but some little tiny island out in the Pacific, I'm sure that when somebody came along with a supply boat, news of Hitler's misdoings were brought to them. My God.
Yeah, the tolls were during the war. It's like, well, we're fighting with Japan now. We just got beaten. We just beat Germany and Hitler. Oh, who's Hitler?
Yes.
Oh, geez, let me tell you about this guy, you know?
Right. Wouldn't you?
I mean, listen, like I said, I understand why people said if they liked his policies, they would vote for him. But again, I'd have questions. Why? I mean,
yeah.
And he found out before the election, you got to go to your dad. What the fuck? Now I got to change my name. You know what? Whatever. You call me Addie Hurler instead of Adolf Hitler. Fucking changing stuff. You can't go around being Adolf Hitler. You just can't. I mean, you can. You can, but people are going to have questions.
And good. I'm glad.
I don't know if you remember, there was a seasoning. I don't even know if it's still in the market. It used to be Adolf's meat tenderizer.
Yes.
And it
still exists.
I didn't believe they were marketing that. I don't even know if it's still around.
Let me ask you a question. Was that
it is.
Was that Adolf meat tenderizer a kosher? I'm betting no.
I think no.
And you know, you want to know something? You remember the mattress firm?
Yeah.
With that mattress firm, that place. You remember when it was called Sleepy's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember the Sleepy's guy used to have that little mustache?
Yeah.
And every time a truck would go by, I go, it's Hitler's, you know? I think people looked at it and said, you know, that fucking guy looks like Hitler.
Listen, Joe, here's the thing. Listen, sure, Hitler will put Jews in a gas oven, but he wants you to have a good night's sleep. He's not a monster.
Oh, my God.
You know, even in the bunker, it was comfy cozy in his bunker, you know? But it's still, I think they took that off. Well, they changed the name of the company, but still, I'm like, and then the guy didn't have the mustache anymore. And I'm looking at that, and I go, I bet people complain that it looked like those fucking trucks.
Listen, except for that guy and the guy that was in the music group Sparks, not many people are walking around with that little mustache. That was something that was taken off the menu for a while.
I think just several people, you know, the guy in Sparks, Charlie Chaplin, the Sleepy's guy, and Hitler. Yeah.
That's it. These are the only ones we know. And I think it's going to stay that way for a while. So, like, if even the mustache was taken off the menu, the fucking name should be off the menu.
You know what else you're going to not see anymore? Trump's hairstyle. Not because of the association with Donald Trump, just because it's fucking god-awful. You're not going to see that hairstyle again.
I would be happy.
The administration, I haven't seen anybody copying it.
Yeah. even at the rallies, they're like, you know, we love Donald Trump, but the hair's a little much.
I did. I was at the fair, and somebody was making cotton candy.
Oh, funny. Funny. All right.
We have a golden retriever. We combed his hair one day and took a picture. It's funny. But after that, no fucking way.
Did he make his little snout orange to go?
Yeah. The dog was sore as hell. He got treats, his favorite chewy toy. He's like, fuck you. Never came. He ran away.
All right, let's do an outstanding display spot. So we wouldn't really vote for a Hitler. We'd have questions.
No, we shunned.
We might sit out that election. All right.
I have a problem with that.
Let's do an outstanding... So we disagree with the masses. Let's do an outstanding...
There's one thing that unites the three of us on Davin's Den. It's an outstanding display of spite. In lieu of that, we'd like to introduce Outstanding Displays of Spite.
I remember doing these.
Because you took the Russian vaccine. All right. A Florida woman was arrested for allegedly setting up a dating profile advertising free meth tonight that sends suitors to her romantic rival's home looking for sex, police said. Vanessa Mary...
Can we redo that to take me home tonight? Free meth tonight. My baby.
Vanessa Marie Huckaba, 29, created the Island Babe 1234 profile on the website seeking arrangement and included the name, photo, cell phone number, and address of a woman who was dating her ex-boyfriend, according to an arrest report obtained by the Miami Herald. Multiple strangers began arriving at the victim's residence thereafter, said Adam Linhart, a spokesman for the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. Other creeps sent the woman naked photos of themselves. The 36-year-old victim said that Huckaba, who she had never met, started harassing her in October after she began dating a man Huckaba had previously been in a relation with for 6 months, the report says. She allegedly received a stream of threatening phone calls and messages from Huckaba, including one that said, "You think techs are bad? Next is your house and your job." Ay, ay, ay. The victim blocked Huckaba on her phone, only to have her call back from a different number, cops said. Eventually, she filed for a restraining order, which was granted on October 28th. Huckaba allegedly set up a fake dating profile, posing as the victim afterwards. She was arrested Saturday and charged with cyberstalking and harassing, both misdemeanors. Huckaba was released the same day on $5,000 bond and is due back in court at a later date. I think that's an outstanding display of spite. Do you guys agree?
That shit crazy.
Yeah, really. This is a bunny boiler.
Yeah.
Holy macaroni salad.
Although, I gotta be honest, I like the fucking effort. I told you, I like people that work hard. So, she's a goer. She took time. I appreciate that.
You know, it's funny. I had my buddy Frank, one of my oldest friends, and like I said, my relationship with Frank is almost like our relationship, Dab. It's not only a friendship, but it's been like a 25-year-long argument. We're on the way to work one day, and we got in this big argument about something. And he goes, I stayed at the shop. He would go out into the field and stall. I put his car up for sale. I made a sign up. He got so mad, he goes, I got fucking 5 calls last night because you fucking tried to sell the car. And he goes, I wouldn't be your son. I go, the only reason I'm pissed is you only asked $500 for the fucking thing.
Goes, oh, my gosh.
Bucks. I would have sold it and bought you a drink, but $500, fuck you.
He's got a point.
Oh, my God. No, this woman, look, they were only going out for 6 months, and she decided to go so batshit crazy about this guy that she, instead of, I never understood this, though, get mad at the person you were with, okay, but she's taking all this out on the woman that he starts dating after they're broken up. What is wrong with you? What does she have to do with this?
Well,
she's
maybe
crazy. And look at the picture of her. She's like, oh, thing where you're at dinner with somebody and you look to your right. Hi. You know, I was like, holy shit.
I don't remember if I saw the picture. Do you have the picture?
That crazy look to her.
Well, of course she does. You just fucking heard the story, stupid. What do you think? You think she's on the fucking board at Harvard? Come on now.
There's some people that just have a look.
Yeah.
And sometimes the voice. There's a customer that I had at the day program, and we were trying to straighten out a return that her company brought back, and she would keep calling me. Hi, Joe Curry. How are you today? And I'm like, I'm okay. We're still trying to find that signature. I don't know if you guys dropped it off. Well, as soon as you can, let me know. And and it's like, I would tell my boy, I go, Darn, she sounds like a nut. Scared the shit out of me every time she would call. Because I go, she sounds like a jilted lover. Hi, Joe Curry. How are you today? I'm okay. Oh, that's good. And you're just like, oh.
So you guys have never done anything like that? You guys have never taken it out on your ex's new person?
No.
No.
The only thing I would do is when I was the last year and a half of my marriage, when the house was up for sale and I was trying to get things done and Joanne would just do nothing but infuriate me, I would do the saga of the co-owner, you know? And I still watch that shit. I can't believe you did that. And I'm like, because I can't hit you. Yeah. I told her, Joanne, I'm a comic. I go, I can't hit you. I fight back the way a comic does.
The worst I did is I would spy. I would creep. But I think a lot of people do that. You know, like, oh.
Yeah.
Let me rub my own nose in this shit and watch it. But I like the ingenuity. She's a goer. You know, listen, I guess people are going to frown upon that type of shit. You know, people looking for sending meth to the new girl. Whatevs.
You know, in the old days, we used to send people a pizza. And then send, like, a lot of different companies pizzas at the same time. But I don't remember ever inviting people over for sex and meth. Holy crap.
I think you'd remember that if it happened. All right.
Yeah, I think I'd remember doing that.
I think the funny thing is that you put it out an ad for sex and meth and a fucking phone is ringing off the hook.
Well, yeah.
Photos, too.
Those are two great tastes that go great together. What are you talking about?
And what a great bunch of suitors she was seeing come to her door. Right.
You're gonna have sex.
Sending naked photos in their meth addicts, you're really noticing their teeth.
Yes.
Like, like a bull, but the teeth. Oh, God.
No, the teeth are great. You don't have to worry about getting nipped. It's a win-win.
I mean, if it wasn't so awful that there's probably like some pretty scuzzy characters showing up. It's pretty funny if it was somebody that you were getting revenge on that had done you dirty. That's hilarious shit. But this woman, I mean, as far as we can tell from the story, she didn't do anything to her. It's the ex that dumped her. So it's like, why isn't she sending the crackheads to his house?
Because he'll fuck him.
I don't get it.
Because he'll fuck him. It defeats the purpose. That, you know, you don't want him.
Oh, I suppose.
You don't want him getting more pussy. So.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. No. This.
Even if it's crackhead pussy, you don't want that showing up.
No. No. Nobody wants sloppy seconds from crackhead pussy. Nobody.
Yeah. Those are words I never want to hear all together again.
That's a great name for a punk band.
Crackhead pussy.
Crackhead
pussy.
Crackhead pussy. Wow.
Michael!
We're going for a rebrand. We're going to be called Crackhead Pussy. I'd like to see if Johnny Race can come up with those t-shirts. I'd be interested in one.
I want to go to the grocery store wearing a t-shirt that says Crackhead Pussy.
Well,
see what kind of reactions I get.
Who are you kidding? You're never going to the grocery store again. You're going to fucking call it in.
Yeah, you got
now that I know that,
to take care of everybody. Give her a shirt for free; she'll like it.
Yeah.
Crackhead pussy shirt.
Pip's like, "Thank you for your service," and a crackhead pussy shirt for you.
Yeah, it's like, thank you.
Love the crackhead pussy. Big fan of the crackhead pussy. All right, let's take our last break. We'll come back with some scamming scammers. On the break, we have Runway for Two with Don't Give Up and Jonas Hackner with Anders, and you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. Come back. We'll see if Carolyn got her five large or if it's going to continue being an antagonistic relationship. Who knows? Don't go nowhere.
Stay tuned.